Most people probably associate Kilmainham Jail with the imprisonment and execution of the heroes of the 1916 Easter Rising, but Pearse, Connolly and McDonough were just a few of the thousands of people who ended up in the historic Dublin prison. During the bitter years of the Civil War, hundreds were imprisoned in Kilmainham Jail for their opposition to the treaty, and many of them were women. Among the women who ended up in the prison was 14-year-old Maggie O'Toole, whose graffiti still adorns the walls of her cell more than 80 years later. Maggie is one of 14 former prisoners who have been painted by Dublin-based artist Francis Duffy, and the pictures can be seen at the Art Ireland exhibition at the RDS this weekend. Our reporter Emma McNamara visited the women's prison in Kilmainham, which is closed to the public.
Far better the grave of a rebel without a cross, without stone, without name, than a treaty with treacherous England that can only bring sorrow and shame. These words were scratched onto the wall of a cell in Kilmainham Jail by inmate Bridie Halpin, imprisoned in the early 1920s along with hundreds of other women for opposing the Anglo-Irish Treaty of 1921. Artist Francis Duffy saw this and other graffiti on the walls of Kilmainham on a recent tour there and was inspired to paint the women that have largely been forgotten by history.
After they were let out, they were silenced and excommunicated kind of from society in general, so they were forgotten. So I decided that these women had to be remembered and painted. One of the things that was said or put on the walls, part of the graffiti was, all I ask is remembrance, and if it's too much trouble, forget. I got quite stirred up about that, and I felt that the women should be remembered. So I went about finding out more information about them and why they were put there and who they were, and found out that some of them were very young, 14 and 15 years old.
Did you know anything about them before you went to the jail?
Very little. Well, I'd become quite fond of them, actually. Essentially, they were a communication service for the Rising, and they were undetected by the British. But when the Civil War came around, because the government knew which women were doing what at the time, they just rounded them up, indiscriminately, and they were put into Kilmainham. Around 500 of them, and it didn't really matter what age you were.
Maggie O'Toole, prisoner 13286. Maggie was 14 years old when she was informed on by a close family member and imprisoned for running messages between anti-treaty camps and for membership of Cumann na mBan. Over 70 years later, her granddaughter and namesake, journalist Margaret E. Ward, retraced her grandmother's footsteps.
My grandmother was a great storyteller, and I would often sit at her knee in the upstairs of our house where she lived, and she'd often tell these stories about Kilmainham. But I didn't realize it was a jail. She would tell these stories, and to be honest, I thought they were just stories. I didn't think they were true. So she spoke quite freely and openly about it. One night, somebody came to her house and kind of broke up the place and arrested her and her friend Babs Murphy, and they were brought off to a place in Carlow. She said it was Carlow Hospital. So again, I didn't know it was a jail. And they were kept there for a number of weeks or months. And then a lot of girls, I found later, who were in similar situations throughout the country because they had all been arrested once the government realized that they were the communications network for the IRA, they were taken and they were brought to Kilmainham Jail.
When you got old enough, how did you retrace your grandmother's footsteps?
Well, again, I mean, I thought that they were just these stories. I mean, it's amazing to think there I was with my grandmother telling me this about this incredible period in Irish history, and I had no idea that it was true.
You stood in her cell. What did that feel like?
It was pretty terrifying. And I mean, when I stood in her cell, I was in my 20s, and it was very cold with, a bitterness that went through your bones because it was very damp and dark as well. And no matter where you stood in the cell, you actually couldn't get any warmth from it because the walls are very, very thick and cold. And I couldn't imagine what it was like to be a 14-year-old girl away from home for the first time, locked in a cell. And she must have been absolutely terrified. I mean, I felt like crying, and I was in my 20s and she would have been 14. There was a definite attitude of, well, just get on with it. This is all for the cause. And there was great romanticism around the whole movement as well. So she felt that she was part of something bigger. And I'd say that kept her going. That kept her warm.
Maggie and the others wrote on the walls. Some wrote song lyrics, some wrote prayers, others Republican slogans, and they all wrote their names. Curator and historian at Kilmainham